सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय
विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः.
सो वी आर इन कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 12 एंड कैंटो 3 डील्स विद द सर्ग. First canto Adhikari, second canto is Sadhana, and the third canto is Sarga, fourth is Visarga, and this way we proceed. Sarga means creation by Brahmaji. So first of all, he created 5 types of ignorance. Can anybody tell? Brahmaji created 5 types of ignorance. People ask, na, kahan se avidya aa gayi? किसने बनाया? तो ब्रह्मा जी ऐसे आई हैव क्रिएटेड. व्हाट आर दोज 5 टाइप्स ऑफ इग्नोरेंस? फर्स्ट इज तमस. तमस मीन्स अज्ञान, डार्कनेस. डार्कनेस इज इग्नोरेंस ऑफ सेल्फ. नंबर 2 मोह. मोह इज एसोसिएशन विद सेंस ऑफ आई, अस्मिता, ईगो. दैट इज ऑल्सो क्रिएटेड बाई ब्रह्मा जी. थर्ड इज महामोह. महामोह इज डिजायर टू एंजॉय दिस अनात्म वस्तु, सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट इज महामोह. वी थिंक देर इज अ सुख देयर, दिस इज महामोह. तामिश्र. तामिश्र मीन्स एंगर. एंगर मीन्स व्हेन देर इज एन ऑब्स्ट्रक्शन इन फुलफिलमेंट ऑफ डिजायर, द एंगर कम्स. सो एंगर इज ऑल्सो क्रिएटेड बाई ब्रह्मा जी. अंध तामिश्र, फीलिंग ऑफ टोटल लॉस ऑफ वनसेल्फ इन द लॉस ऑफ ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट. सेम थिंग पतंजलि हैज सेड, अविद्या, अस्मिता, राग, देश, अभिनिवेश. दीज ऑल आर क्लेश. क्लेश मीन्स दे ऑल गिव सॉरो. तमस, देन मोह, महामोह, फोर्थ इज तामिश्र. तामिश्र देन अंध तामिश्र. अंधतामिश्र, द सेम थिंग पतंजलि हैज सेड, अविद्या, अस्मिता, राग, द्वेष, अभिनिवेश. दीज 5 आर क्लेश, दे ऑलवेज गिव अस सॉरो. मोह इज द सेंस ऑफ आईनेस, ईगो. महामोह इज एंजॉयमेंट ऑफ द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. सो दिस इज ऑल क्रिएशन बाय ब्रह्मा जी. देन आफ्टर क्रिएटिंग दिस, ब्रह्मा जी वॉज नॉट सेटिस्फाइड, ही वॉज वेरी अनहैप्पी. सो टू प्योरीफाई हिमसेल्फ ही डिड मेडिटेशन एंड प्योरीफाइड, एंड आफ्टर दैट ही क्रिएटेड सनक, सनंदन, सनातन एंड सनत कुमार, 4 कुमारस. एंड देन ही टोल्ड देम, नाउ यू expand this, expand the srishti. But they refused. Why they refused? Urdhvaretas. Urdhvaretas means lifelong celibacy. They have taken this breath, lifelong celibacy. They will not go into the creation of the srishti. No progeny. It is said that many Mahatma say, it is disobeying your father. ब्रह्मा जी ऐसे चलो सृष्टि बनाओ, एंड दीज 4 पीपल आर सेइंग नो, नहीं करेंगे. सो आर दे राइट? हु इज राइट? disobeying father is okay or no, they have done something wrong. Answer is given in Canto 11, chapter 5, verse number 41. It says, when you are Vasudev Parayan, when you are thinking about the Lord only, then there is no obligation, no more duties. So Sanak Sanandan Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, they were right in their position because they were all Vasudev Parayan. They were devoted to Lord. Once we are devoted to the Lord, we have got no worldly duty. Khatam. Done. Then Brahmaji, he created anger. No, he got angry. He got angry on four children. But he was not expressing. At that time, in between two eyebrows, one child came out. Neel Lohit. Neel Lohit. Lohit is Rajas. Neel represents Tamas. Because of the Tamas and Rajas, you see, Brahmaji was in Rajas mode. He wants to create. And for creation, you need Rajasic activities. Lot of action is needed. There was an obstruction and there was anger. So Neel Lohit came. Neel Lohit is Rudra. He was named as Rudra. Why he was named Rudra? Because when he came out, he started crying. So Brahmaji said, your name is Rudra. He said, where should I stay? Then he gave him that there are 11 places where you can stay. Heart, senses, pran, five great elements, sun, moon, and tapas. At these places you can stay. Then he named them 11 Rudra, and Rudra are for the destruction. He gave them 11 wives also. Now you go and create. Shuru karo creation. They started creating according to their strength and their type. Their strength, their type means sab Rudra ho gaye. And the purpose of Rudra is to destroy. So Brahmaji said, I want to create, and these people, these children, they are all destroying. He said, stop, no more creation. You go to tapas. You meditate. Okay, they accepted and they went for the tapas. Then it is by tap that one quickly attains to the Supreme Being. What is tapa? What is the definition of tapas? Manasya indriyanam ekagram paramam tapaha. When you are able to control your mind and senses, that is param tapa. So when you are able to control your mind and senses, that means you are able to withdraw from the world. Then only you can go inside and get it. Your self-realization will happen. So by tap only, one attains Supreme Being quickly. Without that austerity, it will never happen. And the Lord is in the heart of everybody. But it cannot be grasped with the indriya. When these indriyas are open and roaming outside, you can't grasp it. You have to control these indriyas and the mind, and then you can realize. After that, Brahmaji created 10 rishis. 10 rishis, and they were Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulastra, Pulat, Krutu, Bhrigu, Vasishtha, Daksha, and Narad. You see, the purpose of creation is that the human being will be born here, they will remain here, and they will die here. But they will realize in this short span of time, they will realize their own true nature. That is the purpose. So Narad, except the Narad, there were others were told, okay, you also start creation. All the sages were asked, chalo, srishti ko badhao. Who is this Narad? Naram dadati ti Narad. Naram means the Supreme Being. One who gives you the Supreme Being is Narad. How he gives you the Supreme Being? By bhakti. So the easiest way to get the Supreme Being is bhakti. And Narad gives everywhere bhakti. Like other than Nara said, I can't do all these things. See, no creation. Our purpose is that we should attain the realization in this life. Therefore, I will continue to strive for that, so that people get realization. So Rudra Srishti was stopped and other Srishti now started. Then all of a sudden there was in the mind of Brahmaji some incestuous urge about his own daughter, Vak Saraswati. That we have seen in detail. What is the purpose of giving this incident here? The purpose of this incident is only to intended to illustrate the blindness of passion. We should be very, very careful. Whenever the senses and minds are open, there will be an attraction. It is warning sounded by Rishi not to see even one's own mother, sister and daughter when she is alone. It is said later on in Canto 9, Chapter 19 and 17. Matra swastra dhuita vana vivakta asano bhavet. When they are alone, at that time you should not go there. Balvani indriya grama, all these total indriyas are very, very strong. And they can derail you. So unrestricted mixing of male and females, there will lead to downfall. Definitely it will lead to downfall. And such freedom is a stumbling block in spirituality. If you are a spiritual sadhak, then there should not be this mixing. And Maitri has brought this incident so that we should be careful. So this was objected, this intention of Brahmaji was objected by his own sons, these sages, headed by Marichi. He said, what are you doing? You are the head of the whole family. If you put an incident like this, the people will follow like that. This is not good. Then he realized, first he didn't accept it. Then all the children, they prayed to Narayan, Hari, Lord of Brahmaji. So Brahmaji again put something in his mind, and this Brahmaji dropped his body. Then another Brahmaji came, and then again Srishti started. Up to this we have seen in our last session. Now verse number 36. Vidur Uvacha. This is in 222.
Vidur Uvacha. Verse 36. Vidur Uvacha. Savai Vishwa Srijami Shaha Vedadin Mukhato Srijata Yad Yad Yena Srijat Devaha Tan Me Bruhi Tapodhana.
Now Vidur is asking whom? Maitri Rishi. The Sambad, the dialogue is going on between Vidur and Maitri. Vidur is asking Maitri ji, you told about the Brahmaji who created this Veda, Dharma and everything. Now you tell me, O great saint, tell me in detail, what did he produce from which mouth and other organs? How these things came into existence? Now comes Maitreya Uvacha.
Maitreya Uvacha. Rikjaju samatharvakhyan vedan purvadivir mukhaihi sastravichyam stuti stomam prayaschityam vedhakt kramat.
Now Binaji has to come and make the table. You will make? Okay. So there will be four columns, east, south, west, north. East, south, this much you have to write the particulars, then east, south, west, north. number one. First came Vedas. The first Veda, Rig Veda from the east. Yajur from south. Brahmaji has got four mouths, four faces. The face which is facing east from came Rig, Yajur, west Sam, and from the north Atharva Veda. Then it is said, related to the Karma Kand, in the same slok, number 2 is related to Karma Kand. Sastram, from the east came Sastram. Ijya, south is Ijya. I-J-Y-A, Ijya. Then the third, from the west came Stuti Stom. Stuti Stom, S-T-O-A-M. And from the north came Prayaschittam. Prayaschittam. Vyadadhat Kramat. Kramat means serially. Now, in all the succeeding verses, it will be again in the same sequence, east, south, west, north, karma, Bhagavat means established. So in the Karma Kand, he from the east came Sastram, Ijya, Stutistom, Prayaschittam. What is Sastram? Sastram is the duty of the priest. Duty of the priest is stated in Sastram. And he is called Hota. In any yagya, it is related to Karma Kand. Hota. Right below that, Hota. This Hota recites Rig Veda. Hota, he will recite Rig Veda. Then Ijya is the duty of Advaryuka. 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 He recites Yajurveda. Ijya is the duty of Advar. Now the duty are being explained in Ijya. Then Udgata, Stuti Stom is the Udgata. Udgata, he sings. Gata, Gana Gata, Udgata, he sings Sam. And duty of Brahma, it is not the Brahma, the creator. The priest is called Brahma. He is the supervisor of the Karma Kand, Havan. So, Hota, Advaryuka, Udgata, and Brahma. Brahma is supervisor. Achha, he, Advaryuka is the main conductor of Yajna. Main conductor. In any fire ritual, minimum four priests are required. And that four of them have got the four different functions. One will chant Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda, and Athar Veda. This Advaryuka is sometimes assisted by Pratiprasthata. Five priests are, in several places, five priests are written. Pratiprasthata. Different yag require different sets of priest. When in puja we do Gitam Sravayami many times, when we used to do the Guru Paduka Puja in Mumbai, not here, then the priest in the temple, we used to have two priests singing Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sam Veda and Athar Veda in Gitam Sravayami. That is the purpose of these four priests. 38.
ఆయుర్వేదం ధనుర్వేదం గాంధర్వం వేదమాత్మనః స్థాపత్యం చ సృజత్ వేదం క్రమాత్ పూర్వాది విర్ముఖైః.
అగైన్ క్రమాత్ పూర్వాది భూముఖై, క్రమాత్ మీన్స్ సీరియలీ, అగైన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద పూర్వ, ఫ్రమ్ ద ఈస్ట్. సో ఆయుర్వేద కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఈస్ట్ మౌత్. యూ కెన్ రైట్ యాజ్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ సైన్సెస్, త్రీ డిఫరెంట్ సైన్సెస్. ఆయుర్వేద కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఈస్ట్, ధనుర్వేద, థర్డ్ ఈజ్ గాంధర్వ, అండ్ స్థాపత్య. స్థాపత్య మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆర్కిటెక్చర్, స్థాపత్య. సో ఆయుర్వేద ఈజ్ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ మెడిసిన్, ధనుర్వేద ఈజ్ ద సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్చరీ, గంధర్వ వేద్ ప్రమీలాజీ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ మ్యూజిక్, అండ్ స్థాపత్య వేద్ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్కిటెక్చర్. సో ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మాజీ కేమ్ ఆల్ దిస్ థింగ్. ठीक है, जस्ट एरो, यू गिव एन एरो, नॉट हियर, द पीपल कैन सी. आफ्टर दैट साइंस डिफरेंट, नो नो, नॉट देयर,
नॉट दैट, नंबर
3, जस्ट गिव एन एरो सो दैट पीपल नो. या या यस,
ఇతిహాస పురాణాని పంచమం వేదమీశ్వరః సర్వేభ్య ఏవ వక్త్రేభ్యః ససృజే సర్వదర్శనః.
ససృజే సర్వదర్శన, సర్వదర్శి భగవాన్, హీ క్రియేటెడ్ ఇతిహాస్ అండ్ పురాణాన్, విచ్ ఇస్ నోన్ యాజ్ ద ఫిఫ్త్ వేద, ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ మౌత్స్. సో ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ మౌత్స్, ఫ్రమ్ యూ కెన్ పుట్ ఇతిహాస్ అండ్ పురాణ్. Yes, you can sew as an arrow, yes. In, from all four mouth it came. What is itihas? Iti means yah, this. Ha means nischit. As means happened. It has happened. Itihas means history. Iti means this, whatever is stated. He means nischa, certainly. As means tha. It has happened. Itihas. Sometimes we doubt, hua tha ki nahi hua tha? But it has happened. Itihas. Certainly happened in past. This is one way of interpretation. But how the Viraktas, they explain itihas. Virakta means Mahatman, dispassionate. They have got their another understanding of itihas. Iti means, it indicates end, samapti. After the end of each chapter, you will find Puspika Vas. Iti Sirimat Bhagavat Purane. Iti means this chapter ends here. So iti means end. And has means laugh. To laugh. So iti means end. Has means laugh. So itihas means laugh of death. Iti means end. End means mrityu. So somebody is laughing at this jagat, that this jagat is always perishable. Itihasa. Iti means end. Has means laughing. Iti means end. Mrityu. Laughing at the mrityu, who is subject to death? Whole anatma vastu is subject to death. So somebody is laughing. The Mahatma says, itihas means laughing. When we read itihas, somebody cries, somebody laughs. Different expression, but it is laugh on this death of this jagat.
That's
a
hasya kendi.
Hasya. Hasi, laughing.
Hmm.
40.
षोरसयुक्तौ पूर्ववक्त्रात् पुरिषग्निष्टुथावथ आप्तर्यामातिरात्रौ च वाजपेयं सगोसवम्.
Now these are the pairs of Vedic yagya, different type of yagya, which came out from the different mouth. From the east mouth came Sodasi and Ukta. Sodasi and Ukta.
Ukta.
This is pair of Vedic yagya. Number 5, pairs of Vedic Yajna. From south came Chayan and Agnishtom. Chayan and Agnishtom. Agnishtom. And from the west came Aptoryam and Atiratra. Aptoryam and Atiratra. Atiratra. R-A-T-R-A. And from the north came Bajpeya and Gosab. Bajpeya and Gosab. G-O-S-A-B, Gosab, G-O-S-A-B, no, B-B-B, Gosab. Then four parts of dharma, next.
Vidyadanam tapasatyam dharmaseti padanicha ashramamscha yatha sankhyam asrijyat sah vrittibhihi.
Vidyadan tapasatyam dharma se padani. So four parts of dharma. Dharma, you write dharma. First column vidya. Oh, be careful. Dan, tapas, satyam. So vidya here is knowledge of God, dan charity, tapas austerity, and satyam truthfulness. And also came ashramanscha yatham sankhyam asijat sa vritti bhi, and he stated the four ashrams also. But name is not mentioned here. We know all ashram, four ashram, and their vocation. Vritti bhi means their vocation. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Grihastha ashram, then Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanprastha, and so all this were also stated there.
Savitram cha prajapatyam cha, savitram prajapatyam cha, brahmam chatha vrihattatha, varta sanchaya shalina, shilon chayiti vaigrihe.
Then in 42 it says, four modes of life prescribed for brahmachari, a religious student. So brahmachari bhi char kisam ke hain, four types. First is Savitrim, next is Prajapatyam, third is Brahmam, fourth is Brihat. What is Savitri? Savitri is the breath taken on Upanayan that he will maintain celibacy for 3 days. At the time of Upanayan, when you are given Gayatri Mantra, at that time you take a vow that there will be purity for 3 days and we will do the japa of Gayatri Mantra. Prajapatya, vow of celibacy for 1 year. If you take a vow of celibacy for 1 year. Brahma, vow of celibacy for entire period of study of Veda. So long we are studying the Veda in our Brahmachari course, when we are studying Veda, at that time many married people were living separately for 2 years in separate rooms. That is called Brahma. And Brihat is a vow, lifelong celibacy. It is also called Naishtik Brahmachari. You might have heard this word. Naishtik Brahmachari. Naishtik Brahmachari, whole life. Our all Swamiji's are Naishtik Brahmachari. Whole life celibacy. Then about the Grihastha householder also it is said there are four types, four means of livelihood. It is four means of livelihood. From east came Varta. Varta, south Sanchay. Sanchay, huh? Salin from west. Salin, huh? And the fourth is Siloksha. Siloksha.
Siloncha.
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 Silon and Siloncha. What is Varta? Agriculture and other vocations sanctioned by Shastra. That means you are living on the righteous way. Varta, living on the righteous way as per the vocation stated in the Shastra. No, no, you don't have to write. There is no space. Sanchay is officiating at the sacrificial performances in the Karma Kand. It is required. Third is Salin, living on whatever may he get without asking, without begging. You sitting? Yadichcha Labha Santushta, in Bhagavad Gita it comes. Many Mahatmas are sitting in the cave of Himalaya. It comes there. Yadichcha Labha Santushta. Salin, Siloksha, living on the grain found on the field after harvesting. After harvesting, whatever grain is there, they will pick up and... Or, it's not that everybody is staying in the field or in the villages. If somebody is staying in the city or the town, then grains found in the market after the stock is sold. You know, when they weigh some of the grains, you fall on the ground. Nobody cares for that. So whatever that one, this way. 43.
Vaikhanasa balakhillo dumbara phena vavane nyase kuti chakapurvam bauhadoham sanishkriyo.
Now four types of vanprastha and four types of sannyasi. We don't know the ashram also. You are telling about the further divisions of ashram. Okay, four types of vanprastha are vaikhanasa. Valkhilya. Third is Audumbar. Audumbar. O-A-U-A. Dumbar and Fenaf. Fenaf. Vaikhanas. I mean the Vanaprastha.
Vaikhanas.
Those who live on the produce of the uncultivated land, when you are in the Vanaprastha, uncultivated land se jo produce niklega, you are living on that. That is one type. Valkhilya, those who give away old stock food on receiving the new one. Fresh supply has come. Now you discard the old one. Valkhilya. Audumbar is very special. After the night sleep and you get up, if you are facing east, you are going toward the east and whatever fruit you get and you eat. You will not take from the other direction. After night sleep, when you get up, if you are facing west, then you will go toward the west. And whatever you get from the west, you will take it and eat. You will not go to other directions. So direction is decided when you get up from the sleep. Whatever direction you are facing, you are going to that direction for your food. Fenar, those who live on the fruit dropped by the trees on their own accord. They will not pluck whatever there is on the ground, they will eat only. This is the four kind of Vanaprastha. And now four types of sannyasi. If you are all above 50, you are all supposed to be Vanaprasthi. And you can't put yourself in any one of them.
No, sannyasi is 75.
No, Vanaprasthi he is.
Yes.
Vanaprasthi.
Right now we are here.
The Kalsa he has of Khana.
Now next is the four types of sannyasi. What is the four types of sannyasi? Nyase means sannyasi. Nyase, kutichak. First is kutichak. Next is bahudrik. Third is hansa. And fourth is niskriya paramhansa. Niskriya within bracket paramhansa. Niskriya paramhansa. Who is Kutichak? Kutichak is staying in the thatched hut, follows the discipline laid down on that, on him. Staying in the thatched roof, bahar nahi jana hai. And whatever is said in the Shastra, follow that. Kutichak. And Bahudak means who lays importance on knowledge as against the rites and observance. He has left Karmakanda and the rites and osab chhod diya. No more vrata and fasting, japa and all this is not required. Only knowledge. And who is Hansa is established in the practice of jnana. What is the speciality of Hansa?
Separates the milk
and water. We have not seen such hans, but it is said that the hans is that aap mix karke de do, he will drink only the milk, water will remain there. And if there is a paramhans, it is the niskriya. Niskriya means he does nothing. Establish in the Brahman. Niskriya. Brahman is Nikamma, Niskriya. When you are fully established in Brahman, you become Niskriya. Niskriya actually means not working for your own self. He is vasana-less. If you are vasana-less, you will become desire-less. No desire will come in your mind. When you are desire-less, you are action-less. Action-less means Niskriya. It cannot happen other way. I am not doing anything. You can't call yourself Niskriya. He is a Jivan Mukta. Paramhansa. 44.
Some more to write, I can. Can I write the front, top one?
Okay, you. Okay, one more. You feed one more. There are actually two anyway.
I'll do the 12 here.
Okay, 11 you do there, 12.
Anvikshi ki trayi varta dandaniti stathaivacha evam vyahita vyahitayas chasan pranavoyas dahritah.
Now four types of knowledge. Knowledge. Four types. Gyan bhi char kisam ka hai. First is anvikshiki
and trayi vartan.
Vikshiki.
K-S-H-I-K-I.
Anvikshiki. Then comes trayi. Next comes varta. Dandaniti. What is anvikshiki? It is the knowledge of self for liberation. This is called anvikshiki. So whatever we are studying here, it is for moksha. It is anvikshiki. Trayi is the knowledge of the rituals to enjoy swarga. If you want to go to swarg, you have to do some rituals. Some yagya you have to do. That is trayi. Varta, technical knowledge of agriculture, commerce, etc. You want to do business. That knowledge is called varta. Dandaniti, it is the political science. So four types of knowledge is. Four vyahiriti. Four types of vyahiriti.
Vyahiriti.
It means the mystic formula uttered at the beginning of Gayatri. Like Bhu, Bhuva, Swa, Maha. Four are Bhu, Bhuva, Swa and Maha. Bhuva, Swaha, Maha. And from the cavity of the heart came the pranava, Om came. So, Vidur asked questions from which mouth, what came. So, Maitri Rishi gave this details. From this mouth, this thing has come, and it was stated nicely.
But when Brahma had Chaturmukhi, it was not in the front, it was all four.
On four sides. It is naturally in four down. It is not. But we saw it like that. But it has got four mouth and four directions. Four mouth and four directions. 45.
Tasyosni gasillom abhyah gayatri chatvacho vibhoho trishtumangsrasnuto anushtuva jagati yatsma prajapatehe.
Now about the Vedic meters. Usnik came from the hair of the body of creator. Usnik chanda. Usnik. There are different names of chanda. Usnik came from the hair of Brahmaji's body. Usnik. Gayatri from the skin. Gayatri came from the skin. Trishtup from the flesh. Trishtup chanda from flesh. Anushtup from the snayu. Snayu means bhitar mein
muscle.
All this Gita slokas are anushtup. Anushtup chanda means in each path there will be 8 letters. Anushtup chanda. And jagati from the bone. From the bone came the jagati. You might have heard that when we do the Gayatri Havan, at that time we say the Gayatri Mantra is given to Brahman in Gayatri Chanda, to the Grihastha in other Chanda, Trishtup, and to the Vaishya it is given in Jagati Chanda. Jagati Chanda has got 48 letters. A different chanda, different meters are there, Jagati. 46.
Majjaya pangtirutpanna brihati pranato bhavata sparsastasya bhavat jivaha swaro deha udaritaha.
From the marrow up to the bone we have gone in the previous sloka. Now from the bone marrow came the pankti meter. Brihati chanda came from the prana. Similarly, letter from kaw to maw.
Everything is in Bhagavatam.
Consonants. Huh? From bone marrow came pankti meter, pankti.
Lines.
And brihati chanda from prana. Then the letters from ka to ma, now you have to, that is ka group, cha group, ta group, ta group, and pa group. So 5 into 5 is equal to 25. And there are antastha and usmana. Antastha is R, ya, ra, la, va is antastha. Usmana is sa, 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 and ha. Three type of sa and ha. So 25 plus 4 antastha, 29 plus usmana, 4. That came from is? Ha. Oh, dusra aayega phir.
These
are vyanjan, consonant. Then vowels came, swara beginning from akaradi came from his body. So 13 vowels, normally 13 hai. Magar uske andar hum, and ah, ye do jod dete hai, tab it becomes 15. Bhool gaya sab hum. O, A, E, E, U, U, E, A, U, O. Am, Aha. Or Ri, Ri. So, milake will be 15. So, 15 plus 3 will be 48. We have got letters in Sanskrit. So, how this 48 came? It is said. Yeah. And these are all called Sabda Brahma. It is all came from Brahmaji, so this is called Sabda Brahma. You will hear this word that Om is Sabda Brahma. Actually speaking, all the letters are Sabda Brahma. It came from him only. 47.
Ushmanam indriyanyahu antasthavalamatmanah swara sapta viharena bhavantisma prajapatehe.
Now, Usman, who are the Usman? Usman is here. Sa, 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 ha is the Usman. So, Usman came from his indriya. From the indriyas of Brahmaji, these came. And the letter antastha, antastha is yara lava, these were considered the strength of Brahmaji. From the strength of Brahmaji, this came. And the seven musical notes are said to be his movement. Brahmaji's movement are seven musical notes. What are they? Nisad, Rishab, Gandhar, Sarja, Madhyam, Daivat, Pancham. Now that Pramilaji knows better than me. Sat, Swara. That is nothing but Pramilaji, Sare Gama Padanisa? Yes, Sare Gama Padanisa.
Next.
48.
Shabda brahmatmanastasya vyakta vyaktatmana paraha brahmavavati vitataha nanashakti upabrimhitaha.
So Brahmaji is Sabda Brahma. Because all the Sabda, all the letters are coming from Brahmaji, it is called Sabda Brahma. And he has those two aspects. One is the Vaikri, which has manifested. And another is unmanifested. So unmanifested is the Pranava. Vaikri is the, all these letters are Vaikri, they have come. So there are two forms. And the Supreme Being signs as he is in himself, as also as the various deities. So Supreme Being, he himself is signing Brahmaji, and from Brahmaji other deities also come. Other deities, other devtas. Other devta, jitne devta hamare hain, he is the source. Now comes the creation of sexes, 49 to 56. Should we start or should we stop here? I think. Here are trees and all these nadis are all veins and all that.
That is Bhagavan's Virat Rupa.
That is Virat Rupa description. Yes, sir.
Including
yes, yes, everything, everything. Brahmaji is creator. Unmanifested is the pranav.
Om.
The Brahman. You see, Brahma is different, Brahma is different. Brahma is superior to Brahma. It is nirgun nirakar. It is represented by Om. Om is pranav. So pranav is unmanifest. After, other than Om is all manifest. One is Atma. Atma is unmanifest. Anatma is manifest.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.